www.ChristianHope.org today.
Were you one of the people rushing to the dealership this weekend across America to cash in on the Cash for Clunkers program? Car dealers across the country say they were swarmed. The program is ending on Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. They sold more than 500,000 cars, so somebody turned in their clunker. In the meantime, Social Security, it's so scary to hear this headline to me as somebody who's not on Social Security, but I've paid into it my whole life from the time I've been 16 years old. No cost of living adjustment for the next 2 years. It's the first time they've had to do it since the mid-70s. First time in generation payments that they would have to decrease. So this is not a good thing. That means there's no, you know, inflationary costs, whatever you want to call it, that are now included in that. And if you went to the movies this weekend, you might have gone to see Quentin Tarantino's hit Inglourious Basterds. It topped the box office easily with over 64 million worldwide, 38 million domestically. Supposedly a pretty decent flick. If you did happen to go see it, call us with a cheap movie review. Kate Delaney, happy to be here at the helm, swinging at them with you. Just like everybody else, I'm frustrated over what we're seeing with healthcare reform, having it jammed in our throats, the lack of knowledge on the bills that are being proposed, and a zillion other things that we could pick apart, and we do often here on America Tonight. It's clear that people are not happy, given that we're seeing some of these polls now where you have some senators that have been locked and loaded in their positions for a very long time. Let's Senator Arlen Specter. He runs away from his party thinking, better for me to be on the other side, I have a better chance for re-election, but not so fast. The polls show that he's not in a good position right now. And Senator Harry Reid in Nevada finds himself in the same spot where the challenger on the other side of the aisle, in his case, a relative unknown other than the fact that he played sports in Nevada, has a leg up on him. So it shows you that people are tired of the same old, and that the healthcare reform has hurt a lot of the people who are pushing for it, because to the American people, and myself included, it makes no sense. I mean, you have people with master's degrees and PhDs trying to dissect some of the language, especially in the One House Bill 3200, that, you know, over 1,000 pages, that a lot of the language makes absolutely no sense. You think, who put this together? How could you have such a complicated piece of legislation that you're trying to hurry up and get through when it doesn't even make sense to the people? I think the people who put it together, the people who are trying to read it, it doesn't make any sense to them. And this one is controversial, and a lot of people will be talking about this. Now we see, once again, the CIA in a position where the Justice Department, in a new report, is advising the pursuing of CIA abuse cases. So they've recommended reversing the Bush administration and their thoughts on closing the deal and reopening nearly a dozen prisoner abuse cases. So that exposes, potentially anyway, CIA employees to prosecution. It's a great fair or foul question. You think of what somebody does when they work for the CIA in the first place, right? I'm not suggesting that people should break the law, but you think of how many times these guys at the Central Intelligence Agency in the last, I don't know, 6 months have been thrown under the bus. So here we go again. You might think, though, that they should be prosecuted. We knew this was coming. We knew this was going to happen. So the recommendations from the Office of Professional Responsibility were given to Attorney General Eric Holder in the last couple of weeks. The Justice Department is about to disclose details of prisoner abuse that were gathered in 2004 but were never released. So this is all coming out, right? Remember when the CIA first looked at its inspector general findings to prosecutors. They decided that none of the cases should have been prosecuted. But Holder's guys are saying that when he took office and saw the allegations, including the deaths of people in custody and some other mental torture, etc., he decided it was time to reconsider. So now we're going to hear all these details on Monday, and you know this is going to be big news, and the advice that some of the cases be reopened. So it's almost certain that you're going to have some kind of a prosecutor that will go after whoever in the CIA. So this does pose new problems for the Central Intelligence Agency because, remember, the president himself finally, after flip-flopping on this, said he would rather move forward than get bogged down in all of this stuff from before. And at the expense of what he was saying was his own agenda. I mean, let's face that, he didn't say those words, but that's what it is. So these closed cases, in effect, are now being opened and looked at, and it mostly centers on the detainee abuse in Iraq and Afghanistan. And once the Justice Department report is made public, after the classified stuff is deleted from it, look out for an avalanche. So now that we have this, here's what I think. We already know that a lot of the people in the CIA are retiring or getting out of there because of things that have happened in the last six months. You know, first pictures are, should we expose these pictures? Should we not expose these pictures? The CIA, and this is also down the same road. Should we go after these guys in the CIA who was told that they could do XYZ at Guantanamo? And I think it's going to get really, really ugly, and people are going to be bogged down into the salaciousness of what happened in these various situations. So I can imagine you will see a mass exodus. It's a good question to ask. I mean, fair or foul? Would it be better to leave the powder keg alone? Should people be exposed? Ultimately, what does this do to the CIA? And what do you expect of the CIA? Like I'm saying, I don't think that the CIA shouldn't be held accountable for certain things. You can't let them be a rogue corps, for example. All civilian employees of the government, including those at the CIA, had to comply with guidelines for interrogations, right? Supposedly, and stuff that was written by the Justice Department. But now here we are with the legalese and bending of what was carried out and what was a violation. What were the possible violations? It goes back to the whole waterboarding thing once again. I mean, most of the cases, I guess, don't center on the ones that did do the forceful interrogations from the high-level Al-Qaeda suspects at the secret sites. But it's certainly not out of the question that this could be dug up. I know the New York Times is going to have a big story on this in their Monday editions. And like I said, it's certainly fair to question, but ultimately, how much damage does that do to the CIA? Speaking of damage, Senator Joe Lieberman, we're going to let you hear what he had to say jokingly next on one of the shows when somebody gigged him, one of the hosts gigged him a little bit about a comment by Alec Baldwin. Hang with us.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchoose.com. That's OrderCHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 21st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $948. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $975.12, $487.56 for the half ounce, or $243.78 for the quarter ounce. That's $975.12, $487.56, and $243.78.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreen Clean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
The airwaves talk about whether or not it's fair to go after those who held the interrogations. That, once again, will be churned up. Hey, everybody, Kate hanging with you here on ATN. In the meantime, of course, many of the senators and congresspeople will comment on it. Remember, this is a break from session, but they're still readily available. And it was interesting to hear what Senator Joe Lieberman said on Sunday. Now, he did talk more specifics about the public option. I'll tell you about that in a second. But Alec Baldwin thinks that the independent senator should just go away. And here's what he said when it was referenced to a remark that Baldwin made to, I think, Playboy magazine.
Well, first, let me say, when you started with the Playboy reference, I'm glad you ended with Alec Baldwin and not with one of the centerfolds. Second, you know, make my day. I mean, but I must say that I respect Alec Baldwin as an actor and as a comedian, and if he wants to run, that's his right.
Remember Alec Baldwin was the one who said that if Bush got elected, he would go to Canada? I guess he scrapped that. Hey, Senator Joe Lieberman talked about a couple of other things, especially this. He said it would be a real mistake if Democrats used the parliamentary maneuver known as reconciliation to get health care reform considered by an up or down vote. Now, remember, he caucuses with the Democrats, and he's saying that reconciliation would damage the system and make it harder for the White House to tackle other priorities, which I completely agree with. As an all as an alternative, Lieberman is saying that the Democrats should consider other aspects of health care reform that many Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee have said they agree with instead of trying to jam it through. And if it is jammed through, I think a lot of Democrats, when they are up for re-election, will end up losing their seats. It's definitely not good for the system, because when you have so much passion that's pouring out in these town hall meetings and people reacting to it, if you have people on the Finance Committee, which they say is the six, three Democrats, three Republicans working together, there's got to be some kind of an agreement here. Otherwise, it will be obvious, because we'll be talking about it a ton. I think many of the people there, you'll see the shoes will drop when it comes to re-election bids, certainly from many of them. Anyway, we move from that to a couple of odds and ends that I wanted to make sure that I squeezed into the show, including Brett Favre was part of the conversation last week on America Tonight. When you talk about flip-flopping, there's a guy who can't make up his mind. I wonder what would it be like being married to him. Olive Garden, I said this before. Or should we go get a steak, honey? I'm sure she doesn't care, of course, with the fine lifestyle that Deanna Favre has. But at the same time, it has to be frustrating when Favre can't decide whether or not he should retire, stay retired, or come back and play. For the people of Minnesota, however, this is I think a good thing, because now they have the potential with a quarterback like Brett Favre to who knows go where in the playoffs. Certainly they have the offense there, and Favre could make it that much better. He debuted on Friday, albeit was just a preseason game, and our Matt Johnson happened to be at that game. Matt, what was it like, the atmosphere surrounding Brett Favre's, I'll call it semi-debut?
There was a lot of excitement going on in the stadium and outside the stadium, just building up to that big moment when Brett Favre, you know, was taking the snap from under center. And it was kind of a big letdown, because it was two series of three and out, and he was threw the ball up, I think, like three or four times, and it was not a lot of action going on. And then DeVaris Jackson was in. So, I don't know, the stadium was practically full. It was the most people I've ever seen at a preseason game before. It was so close to being, I mean, at capacity. It was a sellout game, and I don't know, it's the most excitement I've ever had at a preseason game, that's for sure.
See, so that bodes well, because the people, and we know this, we talked about this last week, the people are, we talked about this with Dan Barrera from KFAN, the flagship for the Minnesota Vikings, and he talked about in all his 25 years of broadcasting in Minneapolis that he had never seen such a reaction. So that's the good news, definitely, for Brett Favre. And if he plays well, certainly the area is going to embrace him. And does Brett Favre at this point really care what the fans in Green Bay think or anyone else? I'm going to say no, because he wants to play football.
Yeah, and there are already thousands of Brett Favre jerseys that were there at the game. In fact, one of the guys I went to the game with had one already. So there's lots of excitement in Viking land.
Yeah. It'll be exciting here on America Tonight, because we do Nail the Score. I mentioned it before, but I'll say it again. If you're listening to me, if you're half asleep, wake up, because you have a chance to win some incredible prizes. Here's the deal. I pick an NFL game of the week. It could be anything. It could be Green Bay and Minnesota. It could be the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants. It could be any game that you could possibly imagine from week one all the way through. What happens is I'll give a numerical guess, my own, and all of you get to call in and say what you think the final score would be. Now, you don't have to analyze the football game upside and down. You just have to tell us the score, kind of like picking lottery numbers, 27-17, 17-3, whatever you throw out there, it's fine. We'll record it, get you locked and loaded in the books, and if you happen to nail the score, you win the prizes. And we're talking like movie tickets, restaurants, a cell phone. It's all good, my friends. Speaking of all good, I make it no secret that I am a big fan of the Philadelphia Eagles and the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm a huge baseball fan, and it was such a cool thing to see this happen. Eric Bruntlett needed just a few minutes, I guess, to realize before ding, ding, ding what he had just done. He ended a game with an unassisted triple play. Such a rare feat. You know, he was only the second player in Major League history to get the final three outs on his own. He did it. And he preserved the Phillies' 9-7 win over the Mets. Always a big rivalry there, certainly in the division, but it's about the play. He said he didn't know how to react pretty much afterwards. He said the ninth inning was just wild, and the whole game, it just seemed pretty strange to him, the game. And it was a crazy game, including an inside-the-park homer after the ball got stuck under the outfield wall. So, boy, those fans saw something. So he turned the 15th unassisted triple play in big league history, the second to end a game. You have to go back to 1927 to see something like that. And I don't know, Matt, you probably didn't see it, but maybe you saw the replay. It was crazy. Somebody called me, so I was able to record something and see it. But it's all over the place. You can go on the web and see it. But man, what a crazy thing, huh? Yeah. Just good hands and good reaction.
I saw the replay of it, and it's kind of funny, too, because it looked like he was almost thinking about throwing it over to first, and then the guy was running into him, and he just kind of chased after him with the ball in his glove and tagged him out. And then you could see it, like, kind of like everybody was starting to kind of gather around him, and he finally realized, you know, what had happened, that he got the unassisted triple play.
Yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, he caught it pretty easily, and like you said, then he stepped on second, and then he was able to double up, I think it was Luis Castillo, and then he turned and tagged Daniel Murphy for the third out. And you know, wow, just absolutely crazy. I think when people realize it's such a bizarre thing and a bizarre end, then people realized, I believe, what happened. they kind of saw it happen. It just unfolded so quickly. And then they realized, oh my gosh, an unassisted triple play. Crazy. So a great moment, certainly for the Phillies. Definitely not for the Mets, however. But it's been a very, very good year, to say the least, for them. And as we were talking about football and the fact that, you know, here we are in getting ready for another season. You know, you can feel that excitement because you're starting to see the preseason mags when you go to the drugstore, when you go to the grocery store, when you go to Barnes & Noble. You see the, you know, all of the preseason magazines that are out. And we're going to have a lot of fun on the show with this. So make sure Thursday nights that you tune in and you participate in Nail the Score. Much more to come here on this version of ATN. Hang through.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I, I mean it really works.
No,
I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
An incompetent politician from New York plays the race card, fair or foul. We'll jump to that in a second, but let's get you caught up to date as to what happened over the weekend. If you missed it, the good news is Hurricane Bill didn't slam into the East Coast the way many thought it would initially early last week when we were looking at all the maps and analyzing it. The sad news is a rogue wave pulled 20 into the sea in Maine, swept people away. One 7-year-old girl died as a result. Her family just out in Maine at a very famous point trying to watch the high seas. You know, it's exciting. You go out, you're looking for the water and it swells and all that sort of stuff. And who knew? That's the danger. And sadly, as I said right from the get-go, I hate to tell you about that one because, I mean, here she's just a child. She's out there with her family, and she's just like everyone else, gooey-eyed over looking at the big swells. I can remember doing that in Cape May with my family going out onto the jetty. And of course, we weren't talking about after a hurricane or one when one had just passed by, but I remember how exciting it was, and you know, you're not thinking about that. In this case, the high seas just reached out and grabbed them, unfortunately. Also, you might have missed this over the weekend. A couple of things from the swine flu department. The government, of course, is planning some vast swine flu vaccine efforts, public relations all over the place. As we know, the allotted amount they originally called for, not available. Last week on the air, we had a great doctor who was one of the ministers of health in Canada for over 30 years, and he told us, you know what, it's really a hoax. It's just to make money. Strains of flu come up all the time. Don't buy this. But because we're being sold this about how dangerous the swine flu is and all this other sort of stuff, now we're starting to see more reports bubble up. because we're getting closer to the NFL season, we learned that there were a couple of Miami Dolphins who might have the swine flu. They were ill. They're waiting to see what the test results show. In fact, they're both quarterbacks for those for the Dolphins, rather, Sean Smith and Jason Allen. They just got sick. You know, that flu, undescribable symptoms sometimes that you feel. They decided to do some tests on them. They're hoping that that's not what it is, just because certainly the strain can hang on to you for quite some time. When you get those flu-like symptoms, people aren't necessarily, are you thinking off the top of your head, my gosh, I have the swine flu. In the fall, we know there are all kinds of strains too. So are you automatically thinking when you have those symptoms, oh my gosh, this is what it is? Of course, these two play for a big NFL team, so they're going to be tested for all kinds of things, and they believe that it might, in fact, be that that strain. And as I said, in the meantime, the discussion continues over, you know, what children get the vaccine and all that other sort of stuff. And then there's also people who are saying, forget about it, I'm not going to have my child vaccinated. So it's going to get real interesting here in the next couple of weeks once the testing is done. In the meantime, I mentioned this, President Obama's ratings or approval ratings are starting to tank. The Rasmussen report, which does a daily presidential tracking poll, I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty accurate. Showed on Sunday that 20% of the nation's voters strongly approve of the way Obama's performing as, you know, president. 41% strongly disapprove. So that's not good. You look at those numbers. That gives him a rating, a presidential approval index, that's what they call it, of minus 14. This is the lowest so far yet for Obama. The previous low was minus 12, and that was at the end of July. A lot of this has to do with, of course, the health care debate and what we're seeing at the town halls and the frustrations with a lot of people feeling as though this health care reform was being crammed down their throat. Also, while you were sleeping in a little bit later, maybe on the weekend, if you were fortunate enough to do that, and then you caught some of the action later in the day, this story broke that lots of older people are actually going to be looking at a shrinking Social Security check next year. The first time in a generation, payments are not rising. Normally, they do. So the trustees who oversee Social Security are projecting there won't be a cost of living adjustment for the next 2 years. Do you realize that this has not happened since 1975? And of course, you know, you talk about everything going up and people are on fixed incomes, it makes it pretty tough. And naturally, a lot of the income, some of the people that are relying on Social Security for, some of the income goes toward health care. So those costs rise faster even than inflation. So this is certainly a pretty tricky deal. We're not even talking about futuristic Social Security concerns. We're talking about currently into the next year. My, oh, my. Sam is listening across the border in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Besides the Alouettes winning another football game, Julie spoke to a friend of hers who lives in San Antonio, Texas, and her friend is so against this health care thing, it's not even funny. Because, well, first of all, her friend's a doctor. That's why.
Right.
And she doesn't like the, because, you know, her friend, well, her friend went to med school here, at, you know, med school here at McGill. And, she found out what it was like here, you know, with our socialized medicine. So, you know, she was making a pretty comfortable living in San Antonio. Then all of a sudden she hears about this and she's starting to, as she bluntly put it, I'll clean it up for you. She's sweating her chest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, she's worried that, you know, it's going to be like she may not be able to, you know, because she's hearing from some of her colleagues up here in Montreal that they're only taking so many patients and not taking any new ones because, you know, government's only paying out so much. And, her friend is really starting to get, you know, I wouldn't say, well, she says sweating, but I think it's more like nervous, but on a wait-and-see attitude type thing.
Right, and that's what you have to do. You have to wait and see because it's not happening tomorrow, right. So the sky isn't falling tomorrow. But guess what, Henny Penny? The sky will fall soon, sooner
right.
rather than later if you're a doctor, if you're in the private healthcare industry.
Right.
Because as we played something earlier from Senator Chuck Schumer from New York, if any of these things are implemented, they're not going to be implemented down the road. They're going to happen right away. It's not something they're going to talk about. If a bill passes, they're going to try to jump on it fast. They're not going to try to drag it out by the time. Now, I know how the government works, and I think that he must be he's looking through rose-colored glasses, but still the push will be on to make it happen pretty fast. And if you do have some kind of a public option or co-op, Sam, competing
right.
with, like, your doctor friend acquaintance in San Antonio,
right.
It will make a difference, absolutely.
Right, for sure, for sure. Now let's just get off the beaten track for 1 second. Did you go Friday night?
Oh, you know what? I was supposed to go, but I had some business come up, so I couldn't go. I heard it was exciting for the people who went to Jerry's Palace because, of course, the Cowboys played in a preseason game.
Right. Why spend all that money, you know, for a ticket when you can just watch it on a big, gigantic TV screen?
See, here's the thing. As somebody who's done sports their whole life and have looked through many, plates of glass or plexiglass, in a press box somewhere in some state at some game, I would personally, as somebody just watching the game, I would rather see it at home. Maybe go to a game or two, but I would rather see it at home because
right.
I want to see the replays and I want to see what happened.
Right, not to mention if the game's a blowout, you don't want to start fighting traffic. And I saw during the war that some of the punters were hitting the screen. So I had the strange feeling this year that a lot of punts aren't going to be returned because they're going to be blown dead.
Yeah, that could happen.
Oh, I liked it. Yeah, when you said Jerry's Palace, maybe that should be the name of the stadium, Jerry's Palace.
He'd probably like to name it that. Sam, thanks for the call.
Take care.
It's funny, he brings up sports. Sam, obviously, a sports enthusiast like I am, and certainly like our technical maestro, Matt Johnson, is as well. And coming up, we have Nailed the Score in a couple of weeks. NFL games, I pick the game of the week. We give what we think our final score will be. If you correctly nail the score, you win some of the best prizes I think I've ever given out on any radio show I've done, whether it was open talk or a sports talk format. Governor Patterson from New York is saying the calls for him to not seek reelection are because he is a black man. And it has to do with his color and nothing else. He said this heading into the weekend is something you might have missed late on Friday. And that's why people were calling him out, that he's launching into this angry rant that the only reason why the whole idea to get me to not run in the primary, this is what Governor Patterson said, is because I'm an African-American governor, and we are not in the post-racial period. The reality is the next victim on the list, and you can see it coming, is President Barack Obama, who did nothing more than try to reform a health care system. So let's see. Do you agree? Is he right in saying that? I think he's a nincompoop. And he screwed up his administration from the beginning. But I'm asking you, America, is there any thread of truth to this? 800-259-5791. Is it difficult for people of color in the political game? Or no, the people want him out because he's terrible at his job. You be the judge.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
ecigarettesnational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Now, party, and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose.
My name is Lieutenant Aldo Rain, and I'm putting together a special team, and I need me 8 soldiers. 8 Jewish American soldiers. We're going to be doing one thing, and one thing only, killing Nazis.
All right, killing Nazis, as Brad Pitt put it in the movie Inglourious Basterds, obviously worked because Quentin Tarantino's movie was a big score with so many people worldwide, a huge opening for them. I think huge because, you know, there have been a lot of big blockbuster movies. So in looking at what it raked in now, because I have just got an updated total, a worldwide total of $65.1 million. And this is just the first week of its release. And if you don't know anything about this movie, the Weinstein brothers, it's their company, basically, that's distributing it, right? At least domestically, they released it. So there was a lot of pressure on them because they haven't had any... they haven't had a great big hit in a long time, and before they were just pumping them out. What this movie is about is a tale of a Jewish commando and a plot, commandos just basically, and a plot to take out Nazi leaders during World War II at a movie premiere. Sounds kind of silly, maybe? I heard it was really well done. So, like I said, a big hit so far on the board, and by the time, you know, a couple of weeks roll around, it should be well over 100+ million and counting. Cha-ching. Don't know if the governor of New York went to the movies over the weekend, but he should have cooled off based on some of the comments, I think, that he made to the media in New York late on Friday. It started to break. He's saying that, you know, they don't want him to run again in the primaries because he's black. And I think he's playing... in this case, he's playing the race card, and I don't think he's right on that. In fact, even people of color in New York are saying they're down on Patterson. So, and it's not because, you know, he's black. He's not being treated unfairly. It's not a racist or racial thing. I don't believe it. I mean, the honeymoon period for him ended quickly. He made a lot of mistakes, especially in the very, very beginning, if you remember, when he jumped into office. Now, he has had some accomplishments. He jumped on a dysfunctional Senate in New York, like nobody else had done in the past. But there are some other things that I think he really messed up. And, of course, like other governors, he's dealing with having to cut a lot of programs. That does not make you popular, right? So if you raise taxes, cut programs, I don't think people want to reelect you. Raising taxes is like the death knell for any politician, any politician. All right, Dana is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dana, how are you?
I'm okay, Kate. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, two or three things. The governor you're talking about, I think you're right. I think he just poo-pooed in his whole thing by making that statement. I'm really tired of hearing politicians or anybody saying that the reason they're not popular anymore is because they're black.
Yeah.
They need to get over the race issue and realize, gee, maybe it's something I did or didn't do or something I said or didn't say. But mm-hmm. That's not why I called. That was just something you were talking about.
Right.
My main reason to call was the second wave of mortgage fiasco in foreclosures that I have heard is in the loop and on its way. Now, have you ever heard of Taylor Bean and Whitaker Mortgage Company out of Ocala, Florida?
No, I haven't heard of them. No.
Okay, they have had 30 offices in Florida. They're nationwide, and they even go have their own bank, Platinum Bank, all kinds of high dollar. They were an independent mortgage company. They were shut down Monday, August the 3rd. The Treasury Department showed up and barred and chained the doors, which tells you the IRS was with them, the guys with the guns and the badges.
Sure. Sure.
The FBI was there dressed like SWAT members carrying machine guns. And then you have the TARP people who are supposed to be the watchdogs over all of the mortgage stimulus money. They were hauling off. You can still find some of the pictures on the Internet. They were carting off on dolly banker boxes of papers. Now, the last that anybody has been able to find out as of recent, beyond the news that Florida, a week ago Friday, the state of Florida canceled any rights, business rights that Taylor Bean had to make any kind of new mortgages in that state. Now, remember, 30 offices just in Florida itself. And the FHA, which is the insurance industry for these
sure.
loans,
mm-hmm.
has stopped them from being able to write any new loans for 18 months. Now, all that's come up since then is they are under investigation for criminal charges involving fraud and shaky mortgage deals. Now, this is one of the biggest independent mortgage companies in the nation, and it's all been so hush-hush and quiet. If you didn't find it on the Internet, you're not going to hear it on national news or TV channels or anything. So by them being so big, I think this is going to be another suck drop into the bottom of the pit for more foreclosures.
Oh, no, I already agree with that. I was talking to a couple of financial guys last week, and there was a big bank closure, as you know, in Texas. What was a Guarantee? And
yeah,
that
yeah.
Then their assets were sold off, and that was another big one for a big shoe to drop. And I think that we're seeing that across the board, this also the second wave kicking in for some of those balloon payments that are due. There will be a very bad second wave of mortgages that crash to the earth. That's why Senator Dodd is proposing that maybe for first-time home buyers, they might kick up that incentive to $16,000. Right now it's $8,000 because the government is desperately afraid of what this is going to look like and what that's going to do in the middle of all this conversation about well, with the unemployment numbers and all the conversation about health care and what the cost is going to be, and people, frankly, as you know, scared to death about, you know, are we going to have any money left when it's all said and done? Unless we are millionaires, can we survive in this country anymore? You know, that's why I'm for smaller government. You see what happens when things get out of control and the greed, but, you know, and the greed, certainly with the mortgages, to write some of these bogus mortgages across the board just to get the money churning and burning. Now, that's Wall Street, but then we bailed out Wall Street.
Well, see, and the government is getting bigger and bigger in all the private industry. The mortgages. Do you know who my mortgage is with Taylor Bean and Whitaker? Do you know who's going to be servicing the Taylor Bean Whitakers? And I talked to them last week. Is Bank of America. Now, let's stop and analyze Bank of America. A year ago, when they bought Countrywide, Countrywide held back a lot of debts that Bank of America didn't know about, and they took them on, and then it put them in a financial tailspin. And right now, they're trying to close 600 branches across the U.S.
Yeah.
I mean, where are we headed with all this? When is it going to stop?
Right, I agree with you 100%. Thanks for the phone call. I talk about it all the time. I mean, you're preaching to the choir. It's scary to see what's happened. Our financial services industries, etc., flip flop, and then of course the bailouts and what the government has done, and more the more that our government, I believe, gets involved, the more tainted some of these things become. You know, it's interesting. I was looking at a story over the weekend on Ben Bernanke and ultimately what was going to happen with the Federal Reserve chairman. And you look at this last year and this horrible financial crisis, the worst since the Great Depression, and what it's done to the banking system. And, you know, the Federal Reserve man, chief, whatever you want to call him, has definitely, to me, underestimated the crisis, and he initially did that. And so instead, they injected more risk by the incredible sums of money that's been needed to fight what's happened. So is the economy, I mean, are we to believe some of the things that we read, that the economy is strengthening? And, you know, don't worry, if we look down the road, it's not going to take too long. You know, you look at what's sustainable, and we're going to have this recovery, and we're not going to ignite inflation. I'm just not buying it. You know, Bernanke is a scholar of the Great Depression, and a lot of people think he has the knowledge to get us through this very dark period. But I don't know whether or not he's going to get reappointed, and I'm not so sure I want Big Ben as the guy calling the shots there at the Federal Reserve. How about you? You can flip me an email day or night, americatonight.net.
Boy, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?